All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is official. As Kawhi Leonard is no longer a member of the San Antonio Spurs. Yesterday, the Spurs agreed to trade Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. And along with Leonard, the Raptors are receiving shooting guard Danny Green, while the Spurs will receive a protected first-round pick in 2019, along with big man Jakob Poeltl and DeMar DeRozan. Now, Leonard was disgruntled and he no longer wanted to be in San Antonio, as we saw that saga play out this past NBA season. The Spurs didn't want to trade Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers or any other Western Conference team, and thus they found a trading partner in Toronto. Now, the Raptors have 1 year to make Leonard happy. Why? Because he is set to become an unrestricted free agent next summer, and a lot of people expect him or anticipate him signing with the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the Raptors have a good chance to make the NBA Finals next year if Leonard is healthy. Remember, he only appeared in 9 games this past year for the Spurs. And you're looking at it, of course, LeBron James is no longer in the Eastern Conference. Things have changed. And if you're the Toronto Raptors, LeBron has been the only guy that has prevented you from getting to the NBA Finals in the past few seasons. Now, on the other side, you look at DeRozan. Of course, he was the other big name in this deal, and you just want to see how he fits into the Spurs system. You know, granted, DeRozan is a good scorer. He's not the good defender that Kawhi Leonard is, but I think it's a situation, you know, with DeRozan that, you know, he'll fit in comfortably. You know, it's a team-oriented system for the San Antonio Spurs. It's just a matter of will he be able to deal with Greg Popovich. That's the big thing. Greg Popovich, the longtime Spurs head coach, he has been known to give a chewing out to his star players just like he would anybody else. And, you know, DeRozan is a star player, so it's just going to be a matter of will he be able to deal with that. Also, what is DeMar DeRozan's mindset? Because it looked like, you know, he was going to be with the Raptors for a very long time, and then all of a sudden, he's traded. And sometimes players simply can't get over that mentally, so we'll have to wait and see. But I think the steal of this trade could be Jakob Poeltl. He is a young and developing big man. I saw him play collegiately at Utah, and he has the skills close to the basket. He's also a stretch big that can hit that mid-range to three-point shot, and I think he will be the long-term player that people are talking about from both sides of this deal, because he definitely fits into what the Spurs like to do. Now, for Spurs head coach Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford, they had a sweeter deal on the table from the Los Angeles Lakers. But again, Pop did not want to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Western Conference. That's what it all came down to. And if you're the Raptors, why do you agree to this deal? I mean, we saw a situation where Dwayne Casey was fired after they were swept in the second round by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now you trade your best player. This is going to be very interesting, because how will Kawhi, you know, warm up to them? I really think that the Raptors are going to get a very motivated Kawhi Leonard, because he wants to go out there and prove the Spurs wrong, prove any other naysayers wrong, and he also wants to enhance his market value for next summer. And how do you do that? You put this team on your back and you get them, you know, a deep playoff run and potentially to the NBA Finals next spring. So we'll have to wait and see. Short term, I'm going to give the edge to the Spurs on this one. And I think long term, I'm going to give them the edge as well, just for the simple fact that it's going to come down to whether or not that Kawhi Leonard stays with the Raptors next summer, and it's slim. However, I'm not going to say it's 100% because if the Raptors make that deep playoff run and if they get to the NBA Finals, would that be enough to sway Kawhi into staying in Toronto? I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. But the Atlantic Division in itself is going to be very interesting because now you have the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard. You have the Boston Celtics, who are one of the deepest teams in the league. You have the Philadelphia 76ers, who are a young and up-and-coming team. So if you're the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets, you've definitely gotten lost in the shuffle, at least in that division. So things, this is one of those, like I said before, and it says in the title, it's a hit or miss thing. As far as this deal goes down, I look at it and I say, well, the Spurs did their part because they got rid of a disgruntled player. The Raptors wanted to try to improve, but I really think that, you know, if you're the Raptors and you want to improve, you want to try to add another guy to go along with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, and they traded DeMar DeRozan. So this is going to be a very interesting trade as far as it works out for both sides, which will make the upcoming NBA season very interesting in San Antonio as north of the border as well. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot with 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.